Now, in year 56 of ministering to women and children in crisis, that's the Evangel Home of Fresno. And hello there. You've tuned into the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. This is Heartline. Here's your host, Jim Tuck.
Always exciting to push the little red button on this machine that says record, and we start talking and see where God leads, because we do not plan our conversation here on Heartline. And I'm sure on some occasions it seems more obvious than others. But this morning we are, as we almost always are, we're in the office of Jerry Brenneman, director of All Things Evangel Home. And we have a smiley, bubbly guest this morning. I look forward to this conversation, Jerry. And I'm going to ask you to make the introduction, and then we'll get acquainted.
Susan is one of the reasons I like coming to work. Yeah. You know, coming to Evangel Home is not really like coming to work. It's just a different part of my day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And every day when I come in, Susan is always there to say, "Good morning, Jerry."
I want to hear it.
Good morning, Jerry. But she also waves. She has a funny little wave when she does that. And I look for it when I come in. Sometimes I come in and Susan's not out there. And so she always makes it a point then that when we do see each other during the day, she always says good morning no matter when it is.
Yeah. How did you meet Susan?
Susan is in our garden program. And okay. So that's how long, Susan?
9 months.
You're ready to graduate.
In less than three.
3 weeks.
3 months.
3 months, okay.
That's how I met Susan, was in a math class, no, when she came into the garden.
Well, Susan, welcome. I'm looking forward to this conversation, getting acquainted a little bit. So you've been in the garden for 9 months. What was going on that you came to the garden?
Oh, I was in my addiction, and
may we know that which addiction?
Yes, I had various addictions. I had alcohol, I had meth, I was smoking weed, popping pills. You know, if it stood still, I did it. You know, just to numb myself, and I.
So you got into the criminal justice system somehow?
Oh, yeah. Before actually what brought me here, it was just like a chain event. I got a possession charge like years and years ago. And then from there on, it was just like, it was all bad. I went to court very rarely. I very rarely showed up for my tests. I have a lot of failure to appear. Didn't want to go and see my probation officer. The only time they could see me was when they caught me on the streets and said, "Guess what? You're being violated." So this particular time, though, was different. I was supposed to go in somewhere else, and I didn't wind up going there because I was like, "Oh, I'm just gonna go out for one last big kicker, you know, I'm just going to, boom." And a week later, didn't wind up going there, and I wound up in somebody's house, a lady's house, after walking around drunk and spun out of my mind. I walked into a lady's house, an innocent person, and I was thirsty. I was dehydrated. It was July. I needed something to drink, and
you just chose a house at random and opened the front door and walked in?
No, I went through the garage. I at least used what little brain cells I did have, and I was like, okay, well, you know, if it's set up anything like some of the houses I've seen, her garage door was wide open, and I walked right in. And I had it's interesting. I had my foot propping the spring-loaded door. And the second I got that igloo out of the freezer and I started drinking, I realized, like, oh, my God, that door just slammed because my foot relaxed. And
now you are in the house.
Yeah, I'm in the house, and the door goes blam and slams, and then here she hears it. She comes flying in, and everything's just happening just so fast. She's like, "Oh my God," freaking out. And next thing I know is is I'm like, I'm trying to hand her the igloo. I'm like, calm down, you know? Just calm down. I was like,
I'm not here to hurt you. I want something to drink.
Yeah, I just wanted something to drink. But I didn't have the state of mind to sit there and go, okay, well, this is the proper steps. Or the fact that I was near McDonald's, I could have just walked over there and gotten a free one. I didn't.
So did she call the police?
Yeah.
And the police took you away?
Yep. And it was just, it seems like a matter of seconds. Just a matter of seconds went by. Then I looked out the window and I had seen her across the street. And I don't even remember seeing her leave. I don't remember seeing her leave. And then it's like I came to again, and I'm standing there still in her kitchen. And she is across the street talking to the neighbors, telling, I'm assuming, to call the police. Next thing I know is the police are there, and they're like, you in the house, identify yourself. And I'm like.
So you hadn't even gone out of the house.
No, I'm like, I'm right here. I'm right here. I'm in the kitchen.
Oh, my. So the police take you away. You get in front of a judge. And how did it happen that you came to Evangelhome?
I said, I need help. I sobbed and I begged her. And it went from 6 months. I was in jail, and then I had 3 months in prison.
So at some point you came to realize you were helpless. You were, and you wanted to change.
Oh yeah. I had the program that I was supposed to originally go into. I didn't go into, but I had come to my welfare worker and said, "Look, I have a problem. I need help with this," and just. I just wasn't ready, I guess, at that time. I don't know.
So the judge or somebody in the court system suggested Evangelhome? Is that what happened?
No, it was my probation officer that initially sent me here. Yeah.
So what did you think about that?
I heard about the no smoking policy here. And I called him up right away, and I was like, because at that time, I still smoked cigarettes. And I was like, no, we need to find me where I can smoke cigarettes. And
here's my list of conditions. Yeah.
I desperately want help under these conditions.
Yes. So he was like, no, you're going to go. You're going to go, or else I'm going to send you back to jail. And I was like, well, okay, you know. So then I came here, and within the first week, they cracked my little shell, and I started blossoming. I just started.
So how long have you been clean?
I've been clean, coming up on a year and a half. Actually, it'll be July 15th is my sobriety date. Yeah.
So what's the world like now compared to your world then?
Oh, it's awesome. It's full of light, and it's full of life and love. It is beautiful.
So where are you in the process? You got 3 months to go in the garden program?
Yeah, I have a little bit less than 3 months. I like, but I'm not in a hurry to go anywhere. Hopefully, if I qualify, I will stay here, and I will go over to Community Connection.
Okay. Talk a little bit about the relationships you've built here, and compare and contrast to the relationships before you got here.
The relationships before I got here were flaky. They didn't have any substance to them whatsoever. They didn't have any future. The relationships before, they were horrible. The only time that anybody was around you was when they wanted whatever you had in your pocket. Now I have true friends. Now I have wonderful people that I have a feeling I'm going to know for the rest of my life. I have people who truly care. They don't care about what I have in my pockets. They're trying to give me what they have in theirs. You know, they're just They're just like, you look like you need this. You look like you need this. Here, you know, take this, you know. And they're just constantly giving, and it's just, it's a wonderful environment. I just hope that I could teach my daughter how to give as freely as they've taught me how to give.
Well, Jerry, what's running through your mind? I see you're writing stuff down.
Well, I'm just, again, I am so amazed, Jim, at when we hear a woman like Susan, and that she ends up in that other poor woman's house. I would have done the exact same thing that woman did. I would have called the police and said, get out of my house. That woman maybe has no opportunity to see Susan like this. And that's one of the things that's in my mind. I hope somehow, and if God wants that to happen, it will. Either she is listening or someone's listening or Susan knows the house that she got into, and maybe someday we go with her and knock on the door and say, we're doing better. That's something I would really like to know, that was sort of Susan's last stupid thing, and God used it to turn her around. I would really like that woman to know that.
Susan, if you could boil that down to a class or two you've taken so far, is there a highlight, something that you've covered in your training that is especially helpful to you?
It would be boundaries and seekers.
Always boundaries. Almost every time, boundaries is the key. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Real quickly, because we're running short on time, we pray before we start the program that God will bring someone to the airwaves who is where you were. What do you say to that woman?
Oh, I say, just be strong. Just be strong and know that God is with you, and there's a plan. He has a plan, and you know, in good time, you know, he'll be there no matter what you're going through. He will be there, and just accept him. Just all you got to do is answer that door.
And so if that is you, my listening friend, call us right now, 264-4714. We promise you somebody's going to answer the phone. And we're gonna provide you some answers, and help you see that there is hope out there. Jerry, you got 10 seconds. What do we need at the Evangel Home today?
You know, Susan said that we don't care what's in her pockets. We're just always trying to give her what's in ours. Thank the people who allow us to do that. I think probably finances will be our biggest need going into the rest of this year. It's going to be tough.
All right, and if you're prepared and able to do that, God bless you. We accept it gratefully, but by all means, be praying. And thanks for joining us. We look forward to getting together, Lord willing, next week here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Now, there you have it, this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. Reach the Evangel Home in the 559 area code, 264-4714. 24/7 online, evangelhome.org, and at the spot on the radio dial every weekend for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.